Welcome to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. I'm Lauren Yass, your host and the HLGU Alumni Director. This is a weekly podcast featuring HLGU alumni, events, campus news, and so much more. I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio on the HLGU campus, and I have a very special guest today. I'm actually calling him in Albany, Georgia. He's our 80th annual Booster Banquet speaker, which is happening this Friday, November 19th. I'm so pleased to welcome retired Marine, pastor, and actor Ken Bevel to the show. Ken.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lauren. That sounds like a lot of little titles there, and I just call me Ken.
Just call you Ken. Well, we are thrilled that you'll be on campus in just a few days.
Fantastic. I am too. I'm looking forward to traveling there and visiting the beautiful campus there at Hannibal.
Yeah, and you're in luck. Fall happened a little late this year, so you're going to see all of our beautiful foliage. It's usually
fantastic.
All gone by now, but it is still looking beautiful out there.
That's great. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, let's just jump right in. First off, let's talk about after 20 years, you retired mm-hmm. from active service in the United States Marine Corps. Thank you so much for your service.
Well, thank you.
What made you decide to join the Marines?
You know, Lauren, my family comes from Jacksonville, Florida, and man, I love living in Florida. I love everything about it. I love growing up in the neighborhood I was in, and you know, we were a poor family, but everyone around us was poor, so we didn't realize that. And so I was growing up in Jacksonville, and as a youth, I started getting into a lot of trouble, Lauren, and just kind of start getting outside of where God wanted me to be. I became very angry with church, angry with people that were in the faith. My mother, who was a strong Christian believer, but my dad, not so much. And so I grew up kind of being very rebellious about church and about God. And so at 17 years old, I joined the Marine Corps. And I said, what better place to go where I can do all those things I've done in my rebellion and get paid for it?
Right.
And so that was my foolish thinking, and so I joined the Marine Corps. And so while being in the Marine Corps, started getting into a lot of trouble, and, you know, God just started changing some things there in my life. And so it was a wonderful experience.
So let's dive into that a little bit. Do you mind sharing your salvation story?
Absolutely. Well, it's like I mentioned, you know, in the Marine Corps, probably about 4 years in, and, I started really, really just kind of diving off the edge of sinful behavior. And I think most of us are familiar with that. You know, we go through a stage in our lives where we're trying to feel our way out through life, and we're trying to do things in our own strength. And so that's what I was trying to do. And but lo and behold, sin just kept taking me further and further to the edge. And it got to the point to where I was, literally about to have a mental breakdown. You know, I was thinking about committing suicide, thinking about running away, just thinking about everything horrible that's associated with sin. And in my moment of distress, and I love this because you read about this in so many places in Scripture, you know, in my moment of distress, I called upon the Lord. And I said, Lord, I said, I don't know you, but if you're real, I know you from my mother, you know, her calling out to you, but Lord, if you're real, I said, Lord, I need to know you. And just like Scripture talks about the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, came right there in that room. It wasn't a light. It wasn't a loud booming voice, but it was just kind of like the still small voice of the Lord. And, so I got up from my bed that day from praying, and I went to a Walmart store a couple of weeks later, and some guys in a parking lot asked me did I know Jesus Christ? And I said, I didn't. And I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior that day in that parking lot.
Oh, that's an amazing story. I have goosebumps.
Lauren, I like to tell everybody, you can get anything from Walmart.
You really
Even
can.
Jesus is there.
Yet not a lot of people have Walmart as part of their salvation story.
So that's right.
Great.
That's right.
You're a pastor.
That's right. You know, after going through the salvation experience, and I really saw God changing my life, and it was almost like he said, you know, Ken, I've got something for you to do, and you don't have time to waste. And so when I say everything in my life changed, everything in my life changed. It wasn't all at one moment. It was, Scripture talks about a sanctification, a sanctifying process. And so the Lord started walking me through that and just really, really start changing my life, changing my heart about people, the way I treat people, loving him and loving others. And so after 20 years in the Marine Corps, I was in Bagram, Afghanistan, and just kind of praying about the Lord, like, what's next? Because my heart was fixed on being a general officer in the Marine Corps. And the Lord said, nope, you are getting ready to retire. and we're not going to fight about this. You're going to go ahead and get out. And so I retired from the Marine Corps after 20 faithful years of service there. And actually, I was looking at my retirement pictures the other night, and I was, you know, just crying at my retirement ceremony because I couldn't believe it was happening.
Yeah.
But I knew God had different plans for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I love how we make plans, and then God says, yeah, I've got better. Let me show you.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
And speaking of better, he turned you into a movie star.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, actually, that happened while I was on active duty in the Marine Corps. We were serving in California, and right before we came to Albany, and we started praying. My wife and I had a little prayer card. We started praying for specific things in our lives, and home, infertility, you know, just a lot of different things that we had on our heart, and just saying, God, we know that you can change these mm-hmm. things. And so we start seeing him answer those things. And one of the things on there was a church, strong church. And so we started coming to this church called Sherwood, knew nothing about the church, knew nothing about the movies or anything, and just start coming here and hearing about the movies. And said, what is this all about? I almost was offended. I was like, I've never heard a church involved in movies before.
Right.
But they showed us the movies, and we got a chance to take them home, and we were blown away about how the Lord used them. And Stephen and Alex, after they talked about the next movie, which was Fireproof, I turned to my wife and I said, wow, it will be great to be in a movie. She's like, be quiet, they're explaining it. But after they explained it, they walked up to my wife and they said, hey, do you think your husband will be interested in auditioning for one of the parts for one of the firefighters? So I've never been an actor at all, never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
I say this all the time, is like the closest that I've ever got to doing anything like that was being a tree in a preschool play.
Oh, nice.
And so, yes.
A
and
big
so,
speaking part, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, and the Lord used all of that, so it's been great.
Oh, that's really cool. Well, Courageous, we had Alex Kendrick for our Booster Banquet mm-hmm. speaker about 10 years ago when Courageous first
Fantastic.
Came out. And yeah. As part of a lead up to that, we purchased the rights to the movie and then showed it to our community mm-hmm. like three or four times. And I got mm-hmm. to watch it all three or four times as the host of the viewing. But yeah, I didn't get tired of it. It's a neat movie. It has so many deep parts in it, but then it also has this light humor and just the seeing mm-hmm. the families come together. It's a great movie. And I was really excited to see that it got re-released this year with a new ending. Mm-hmm. So really cool.
That's right. That's yeah. right. And you know what my best thing about that, Lauren, is, you know, we always hear about you need to do this, or fatherhood needs to look like this. And, you know, and from people who have not had a fantastic fatherhood, you know, that it almost seems distant. And so the Courageous movie and also Fireproof gave you some practical ways that you can apply mm-hmm. that in your everyday life. Based on the scriptures. And so that was really refreshing to us.
Yeah, no, it was, you can just tell that God has hand on that script. It's
Amen.
Really great. So Amen. any more acting jobs in your future?
You know, I've been asked by a lot of people to, you know, do different movies, different scripts. Matter of fact, I have a script in my inbox now someone wants me to read. And Lauren, I will tell you that I'm very, very careful about accepting any roles for anything, because this is it. The thing about it is, I knew I didn't have any acting experience before that,
mm-hmm.
and to step out and do something that God doesn't have His hands on will Ooh. Just like be committing, you know, suicide. And so I say, you know, Lord, I don't want to do anything if You're not in it.
Oh,
if Your
amen.
Voice is not, yeah, if Your voice is not super clear on this, I don't want to do it, because I don't want to mess up my life and someone else's in the process. So I don't have anything on my plate right now.
Okay.
Just kind of praying and asking the Lord what's next.
Well, it sounds very wise.
Yeah.
Everyone should take that advice. Don't do it if God is not leading you into it.
That's right.
Well, Hannibal LaGrange is a four-year higher learning institution here in Hannibal, Missouri, and you're going to be our booster banquet speaker. You know, do you just have anything you want to say about the importance of higher Christian education?
Higher Christian education, higher learning in Christian education is very, very important to see people who are being rooted and grounded in God's word and being able to take the world's wisdom and say, listen, I know that this is what the world says, but let me show you a Christian worldview. That is super important. That's one of the things that I wish I would have had. And so some of my biggest regrets are, Lord, I wish I had an opportunity to learn a Christian worldview before being so indoctrinated with the world. And so, students, you know, parents, and don't take this for granted. This is environment. It's an environment where they get a chance to learn, to grow, but not only that, to know more about the Lord and allow others to help shepherd you into that. And so, I love Christian education, love getting the opportunity to come to Hannibal. And so I'm excited about seeing the great things that they have to offer.
Ah, thank you. I can't wait for you to see campus and meet some of our students, and faculty, and staff. Yeah. Do you want to give any clues or hints as to what your keynote is going to be about, or are you keeping that on the down low?
Well, I'm going to keep that. I want to make sure everybody comes.
That's right.
So not yet. Okay. I'm going to share a little bit more of my testimony. You know, like I mentioned today, there were some little side roads that God took me on that were just equally as important on my Christian journey. And so I'm going to share one of those during our talk. And also I'm just going to share some things that God just been putting on my heart lately about our walks and how, you know, walking this road of faithfulness to Him and complete surrender to Him is super important, and why that is key and why it is a key component, especially in the community that you're in there at Hannibal. So that's just a little bit about what I'm just sharing.
All right. That sounds great. Now I'm even more excited. All right. Well, Ken, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us from Georgia. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Lauren. And I'm looking forward to spending some time with you guys. And so if there's anybody out there listening and you haven't got your tickets yet, make sure you pick your tickets up for
banquet.
I think we're going to have a very, very good time.
Oh, I'm so excited. All right. Thank you so much, Ken. This is Lauren Yauss with the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.